entre les cœurs. Liquid Entrepreneurship and Small Bars Daily Business. Dear friends of the liquid world, welcome to another episode of the Entre Liqueurs audio experience. And today we want to talk ice, ice, baby. Today I had quite interesting talks to the bar managers of our little growing Boilerman Bar Highball Bar system in cooperation with 25 Hours. So we had 2 days of meeting. We're talking straight business, straight experience exchange. That was quite useful. And it's all about also, you know, seeing people and maybe have a drink at night. And I think it's always very important to do this from time to time. But what was very interesting, I also started a discussion about ice machines because it's something I'm often thinking about. And I think I just see on one side for ourselves, but it's not that we forgot to think about it. It's more that we knew it, but just had to, you know, make it happen. And now we are constantly learning. But there's many, many things when it comes to ice machines and ice programs, which I think people underestimate. Many people know of you. We kind of created the highball in a new way. We started to serve it with 2 ice balls and a highball glass again, make it small, make it, you know, real highballs again, not long drinks. So, regarding to the system we started 5 years ago in our Boilerman bar, everybody of, you know, the industry knows we started to use this Hoshizaki's ice ball makers, and they do special ice balls. There's a story about this ice machine, which is, and I don't know if it's rumors, it says that one of the CEOs of Hoshizaki was a fan of golf, and he just asked his engineers to say, listen, I want one ice machine which makes ice balls, which makes exactly the size of an ice ball. So I want to, you know, when we are in our golf club or whatever is the myth, so please, we want to drink from ice balls. I'm not sure if this is really true. Definitely, I like the story. And definitely, I like and use the result very much. So an Hoshizaki ice ball is 4.5 centimeters what's the Durchschnitt in English? I don't know the word. Whatever, it's 4.5 centimeters. And so it's interesting. So we bought for our first bar, we bought first 2 and then 3 of this machine. One of this machine, if you buy it in like in Germany, regular price is a little bit around 5,000 euro net. There will be for sure some special deals possible regarding to the amount of machines you buy. But I think this is still the price you are having for it. And it's interesting because I think the machines are interesting and it's great that Hoshizaki created them, but they never sold them to the end. And it's interesting because I have a conversation with them going on for like, I don't know, 5-6 years that the machines are good and bad and shit and good because they are only half the way you need as a bartender. So what these machines do is they create ice balls. First of all, the machine type is what they call IM64. This is the machine which normally by Hoshizaki is doing 64 kilograms daily production of ice cubes. They have quite big ice cubes. Not that big like Cold Draft, but quite good. And so they created a machine, which they call EM64, which is a machine regularly doing 64 kilogram of ice cubes a day. And this machine, they found a system to change the insides quite interesting. So they offer different solutions, special ice types, in this size of machine. There is the one with balls, there's one with small ice blocks, there's one with hearts, there's one with stars. There's very strange. So when you look at Hoshizaki's website, you see under this type of machine they have quite a lot of solution of special ice solutions. I really remember one day I did on a trade show with Hoshizaki where they showed me the hard ice machine doing hard chips from ice, not heart, but hearts. Also, you know, the symbol of love, a heart. And we had a few interesting people who run brothels. They thought about buying this to sell me a champagne. I really thought, okay, there's a market even for that. But that was a sidekick. So what we did is, also because of all my work for them doing, you know, trade shows, and I really think it's a cool company. So I get in touch with the machine, recreated the system of highballs. I was already in touch with them, so I knew that this machine exists, which also does this balls. The ball have this 4.5 centimeter perfect size for our highball glasses. Everything worked out, so we decided to use the machine. So the machine now is doing, I think one ice ball is around 45 gram in a perfect world. Perfect world for an ice machine means things like your room temperature is, you know, less than 20 degrees Celsius would be best. If it becomes warmer, it's not a perfect world for ice machine anymore. So the production among kilo per day is going down regarding to the heat surrounding the machine. Also, for example, if the water would be like super warm or things like that, that can definitely be an effect on the quality of the ice and the amount of the ice you get from an ice machine in a classic way. So this machine originally, when it produces ice cubes, is doing 64 kilogram a day. When it comes to ice balls, because the size is different, the same machine is only producing, in a perfect world, 26 kilogram of ice balls a day. This is like, you know, more than the half less. So just to let you know, so you have the same machine, but what you get at the end is far less. You get, in a perfect world, 26 kilogram of ice balls. But world is never perfect, as we all know. So, for example, when you calculate, I have to do this 20, wait, I get a calculator. Sorry, I'm not prepared for that. Calculator. So we have 26 kilogram, and we divide it in a theoretical word on 45 grams. So that is would be around 570 ice balls you get with one machine when you operate it 24 hour in a perfect world. The hour guessing is a little bit. So what we spotted, that you can use around 300 of them per day in our world. We could make it better, more efficient, but we would never reach 570, which means in our world we have two boards per glass. So I can make 300, 350, and that is really a lot of work. And this is something you have to realize. What is the extra costs when you buy an ice machine? Hoshizaki produces every, I don't know, half an hour, there comes one tray of these ice balls out. But if you don't take them out during 1 or 1.5 hours, they start to melt and they are not ice balls anymore. So it's shit. That is a shit system, because you need stuff to take care, to always take things out and deep freeze them. If you are a quality nerd, which we are, and if you think an ice ball machine must deliver 100% crystal clear round ice ball, that's a perfect product. Everything else is shit, so no compromises. So, meaning you have a quite expensive machine, wasting a little bit of water and energy to produce 470 balls, but you maybe use 300 or can use 300 a day. So whatever you calculate, when you think you need three of them in a glass, means you can produce 100 glasses a day. It's math. So that's one thing. Also, these machines, don't get me wrong, this is nothing what Hoshizaki does wrong. There's a mistake conceptual in that they produce ice balls, but then give a shit when it's out of the machine and it will melt in the machine. I think it's a shit system and very work intense, but it's good machines. I have to say there's a good upside for Hoshizaki, because when they run, they are super solid. Together in Boilerman and Lulio, we have 9 machines of different types of Hoshizaki running. We have in Shinsonaba, Zurich, we have 7 or 8. In Hafenamt, we have 4. In Munich we have three or four. Sorry for maybe I fail. Whatever. It's about 25 Hoshizakis we bought, and there's still more. And they are really good when it comes to just daily operations. So they nearly never fail. So if they run, if everything is good, then it's good. So it's a good quality machine. Don't get me wrong. Just the question is if your specialty ice, if you calculate it right, what's going on when you use specialty ice. There's also, for example, we need once a year a service to, because they run all the day, every time. And at least once a year, some professional guy has to come and check the ice machine, which is, I don't know, it belongs a little bit like at least 300-500 euro a machine a year extra costs. You have to do that. You cannot do it on your own. I don't think so. It's about you need to clean them quite often, especially if your staff is not trained and they do big mistakes when they take out the ice and this whole thing becomes more dirty. So if you treat the machine wrong, they kind of, but this is not related to the producer, it's just a general thing, it's a little bit work intense. So just keep this in mind if you're thinking about, hey, cool, I want to do a system where it's, for example, about these ice balls. Yes, do it, but just keep in mind the ice you produce is expensive. Keep in mind that we talk about quite an investment in each ball. Calculate it all down, the electricity, the water, 5,000 euro investment, 500 euro each year maintenance, quite a lot of stuff working on it to have really good ice balls, at least maybe half an hour, 1 hour work a day if it's a crowded bar, whatever, to handle it, which will be another 15 euro a day, adding up to a year is another 5 grand a year operational costs for one machine. Just to keep that in mind. Don't think it's just you have an ice machine. Don't get me wrong. We use them. I don't want to tell you it's a bad machine. But the handling of ice is becoming very interesting. And there's a few more downsides. Especially we realized that when we started to build big hotel operations. Heat. Ice machines produce fucking lot amount of heat. They are heaters. This small 64 kilogram machines, original 64, the EM64, put two of them in a quite small room. It's super hot. Put them in an office, you are dying. Put them in a working place, not possible. They are loud, so you cannot put them in the bar. That's shit. You need extra place, but you need a place where it's very good circulation. And especially when there's the biggest demand for ice in summer, the production will go down. Because the room is heating up quite quick. If you think about, like we did, creating rooms where are 7, 8, 9 ice machines in a row, this is like an atomic house. It's so hot. So then you start to build, because especially when you build bars in luxury downtown hotels, where, I mean, then it's the game about square meters. How expensive is a square meter? It can be quite expensive. Especially when you need them in an important area of a big hotel, the space can be quite expensive. And then, for example, you maybe, because you only find one room left in the middle of the house, no ventilation, and then you build an extra expensive AC system next to it. So the ice machines heat up the room, the AC is killing it down. It's a stupid bullshit energy wasting, and you know, it's not really environment friendly game. Very careful what you do. It can produce lots of extra costs you don't think about. Very dangerous game. Just keep that in mind. Ice machines are work intense. Ice machines, you know, quite a lot of energy. And especially when it comes to room and heat and where you can put it, be careful. Don't underestimate what's happening. So, and then when it comes to crystal clear ice, 2 days ago, I think there was a new announcement, and I really like crystal clear ice machines. Stefan Hinz, I don't know if you know him. He's doing a really cool bar, a little link in Köln. He's doing quite cool things, like doing glasses on his own series, and yeah, just good things. So he, I'm just looking for the website, sorry. He created an ice machine, which I just look for it. It's called... I will look that up. So give me 1 second. Sorry, not prepared. So what he did, so there's a, there, if it comes to crystal clear ice blocks, this is something everybody, every bartender is dying for. He, and I, me as well, I love crystal clear ice. So there's only, there used to be one producer who understood it. I think he's on the market for 20 years. I don't know. He's from America. He's called Klimbell. And Klimbell created the first ice machines, which was doing ice blocks. They used a special technique. It's freezing from five sides, so from the ground and from the four things on top. But on top, it's open, so the water stays open. And then they put something inside, which keeps a little vibration on the water. And there's now lots of physics in it. But the result is that's the only way to hardcore produce crystal clear ice blocks. And they are super clear. It's like, so Klimbell became very famous in the ice block sculpture scene. So people who just do beautiful, beautiful sculptures. But also over the time, I mean, bartenders discovered it and started to use this super big ice blocks from Klimbell. So they created a machine. I think in America it's around 5,000 euro, $6,000. And their classic thing is called something like, wait a second, Klimbell. It's called CB300. That's the Klimbell Crystal Clear Original Ice Block Maker. Problem is, a few things. So these things are doing ice blocks around, I think it's around 200 kilo. They are huge. This is big. I remember like 7 years ago, we did a workshop with Ueno-san from Japan. We invited him to Hamburg and I had to find such a crystal clear block because we wanted to do a workshop for bartenders with support from Diageo. We just did a nice event and invited everybody to understand how Japanese bartenders handle ice. So I remember that time I had to buy one block, was I think around 450 euro, one block of ice. I mean, 200 liters of frozen water, 450 euro with transportation coming to the bar. I think it had to come from Berlin at this time because it was quite unusual to have crystal clear blocks in Germany. That became much, much better. Sorry for that. And so the Klimbell machine, it's a C. L-I-N-E-B-E-L-L. Just Google Klimbell. You find it all over. They are famous for creating this crystal clear ice block system. So there was a guy, because we were thinking at Lulio, maybe we should, it's interesting to have this crystal clear ice blocks, we should go for it. So years ago, I was hunting down the system of Klimbell. But there was coming, as it is with ice balls machine, there's many, many things coming to it. The good thing with this machines, this style of machines, is you are not wasting water. I think the energy level is more efficient than using classic ice machines. And also the cleaning and the maintenance is very, very much easier because it's just like a big square thing with freezer. It's nothing. When you ever try to clean up a really professional classic ice machine, it's a really pain in the ass. I think cleaning this thing, this ice block maker, is quite interesting and easy. So on the flip side, you are producing 200 and more kilogram, and then it comes to regulations in Germany where it's about work safetyness. You're not allowed to carry these things, so you, and it's technically not possible, so you need a crane, some, you know, electric or hand thing on wheels, very, you know, safety thing. It's expensive and you need lots of space for this, you, because you have this big trunks, you need this crane, you have to bring it somewhere. And then you still, I mean, then you have a crystal clear ice block, which is amazing, but then you have to put in lots of work to make it something, I don't know, crystal clear ice cubes for your perfect old fashioned, but you have to saw them. You can do it with a bent saw, you know, from butcher things. I mean, that's how people do it, very quick. But still, it's all, you know, you need a preparation area. You need space. And there's many, many things adding up. So just having this wonderful ice block, it helps you nothing. It's shit. You have to understand where, how much you use, how much you need, how many, what size of ice you need for your drink, how many will be in this, in one big block. Because, for example, the super big blunts from Klimbil, I think they use 3 and more days to deep freeze. And the one from Germany now, who's just now copying a little bit the style, but you know, the only thing I think they changed, it's a little bit smaller, which is interesting. It's clever to do smaller blocks, because first of all, I think they write on their website it's 38 hours. So this is called, sorry, it's called Ice Forward from Stefanin. Very new. I like the idea how they did it. So it's called iceforward.com. This is now from Germany. And Stefan, and I don't know who created this, and it's a cool machine. It's the same idea like Klimbil. And it's, in the moment they offer it for 3,000, there was a price in starting price 900, I guess. No, 3,600, and the original price will be at the end 4,500. There's also a very interesting, so the Klimbil machine was already copied before by people from Poland, and it's the web address is ice.pl. They offer a system. The problem with Klimbil is they don't do it in Germany and in Europe, so it's hard to bring them over. Then nobody's taking care. But these guys from Poland, they sell this machine as well, ice.pl. There you can also just buy, and they also deliver to Berlin and things like that. You can buy the same machine. I think their machine is, they do 200 kilo blocks around, and this is like 4,000 something. So they are all about nearly the same. For example, on the side of IcePL, you see like the crane you can buy to handle the ice. And that's the same, for example, now when it comes to the new machine. Yes, it's producing ice blocks in the size of 90 centimeters and 70 and 73. So there will be around, I guess, 80 kilo or something like that. That's also something technically you're not allowed to handle with one person. Also with two, it's tricky. If something happens, it's just something, especially when it comes to bigger operations, you have to think about how to handle this, where to put it. I think the great upside for this new style of ice machine is that the blocks are not that big anymore. I think that's much, much more interesting than the very big one, when you want to use it in your small bar. But just keep in mind, it's not all about the machine, it's all about the things coming with it. What ice you need, how many of these ice blocks are in it. And we had this interesting discussion, and we're looking for examples. For example, in Hamburg and also Munich, and there's now many, many people offering you a service. For example, if you want crystal clear ice blocks, and sorry, not ice blocks, ice cubes, really big ones like 6 centimeter, 6 centimeter, 6 centimeter, or even 7, 7, 7. So the price is around 90 cent. It belongs how much you order, and for sure that this, let's say around 1 euro. So you put ice in a drink, and that's 1 euro of cost. But if you calculate it down, maybe that's worth the money. Because you don't have to buy the machine, you don't have to do all the rooms, the size, the space, the freezing, the, maybe the machine is cool for you, but maybe it's even cooler just to buy fixed ice cubes. I think we have to understand when it comes to luxury bars and to luxury walls that maybe ice is now just a very luxury ingredient, and it's a really cool reason to upsell products. So I really like the idea of really good and interesting ice. I think that's really something you should invest in. Also, the ice cubes you can now buy, the special big ones for around 1 euro, they also offer you to have them with a logo. For sure, you have to pay for the logo making extra, but then they do, if it's possible, your logo in the ice. And then I think one thing is like 130 or 140 euro. If you sell drinks for 15, 16 euro, maybe it's good. Maybe it's okay to use it. Why not? If you do an old-fashioned, build it in the glass, and now you upscale this very, very quick production in a glass, now you make it something really magical. The one, even the 150 with your logo, I think it's wonderful spent money. It's kind of cheap because you become very quick while banging the drinks out, because you make the story already great with the ice cube. So just the solution is, I would love to hear your feedback on ice machines. I think many, many people, especially when I talk to people about the ice balls, underestimate the, I wouldn't say the problems you have with it, but there's always, you know, it's about energy, heat, space, all the things come together, and then the result, how much you get out of one machine a day and how much you need, and just you have to understand how it works. And maybe you should not be afraid. I really like the idea, and that was our a little bit like theoretical thing when we discussed all these business opportunities also with the hotels. I like the idea of saying maybe it's more interesting to buy all ice. Open a bar without an ice machine. Just buy the ice. Just have the very efficient walk-in freezing room, super low energy level. The rest you just, you don't have to take care. You don't have problems. You don't have to call, especially in summer, you know, service when the ice machines break. And, you know, when you run a bar, you know all the systems. You cut it all out. And then you focus on making good drinks and just buying good ingredients. I'm not a big fan of doing it all on your own. This is something, it's really common, and it's really, and for one reason, it sometimes is really good. But in general, I think we have to be careful if it's really helpful to, because just we love great ice blocks, just to buy machines and do it on our own. Maybe it's a perfect story, maybe not. Just, I would love to hear your feedback and your experience on ice machines, on ice programs. I've not many, many experience with really like ice programs, because I mean, we just buy machines and use them and make it somehow happen. But would love to hear your feedback. I think there's lots of things going on, especially when it comes to bigger operations, to scale this, to scale the luxury of crystal clear ice. And then it comes to the point, is it really necessary to buy? Should you buy the fixed ice? Is there a demand for great ice services? I can still see it in Germany. I think this can be a very interesting business model, to be really good and precise for bars, to just deliver them the right stuff, and then bars focus on making good drinks and not becoming ice makers. So what's your opinion? Let me know. I would love to hear. So speak soon, my friends of the liquid business world. Dear Entrelikeurs, bye bye. Check out entrelikeur.net for more information about my liquid entrepreneurship and small bars daily business. Do me a favor, on the website you also find a newsletter sign up. Please sign up. And in general, please, I would love to hear your feedback. Send me your thoughts. And even more important, send me your questions. I will try to answer them.